joining me in the Ampers booth in the education building are a couple of local folks. We've got Tyler from Thief River Falls and Tony from New Folden. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
And the reason why you guys are here from back home is through 4-H, through a program called Arts In. So what is Arts In?
Arts In is a 22-day experience where performers, technical crew, costumers, and band members come together, and we make a very good performance for the people at the state fair to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. So, Tony, have you done the performance already a couple of times here?
I'm actually part of the technical crew, so I help build the stage and I run the sound and lights.
Okay. And do you do this type of stuff back home at in high school, too?
I was actually in our high school musical, so I help do the lights and stuff with that. So.
How does this differ from your high school experience, you guys?
I don't know. It's sort of, these people you don't really know, you come and meet some new people that you've never seen before, and you feel more connected. It's more of like a family kind of thing. You feel like they're all family members to you. So after being here for a while, I feel like I know these people on an emotional level, and where at school you have problems, you can't really talk to people, where everyone here is very welcoming and they let you talk about their feelings or your feelings, and they just let you be you, and you can be happy and do whatever. How about you, Tony?
I feel like this is my second family.
So you've really gotten close to these people.
Yeah.
Now, these are 4-H'ers. Do you call yourselves 4-H'ers? I mean, it is a 4-H program, right?
We call ourselves Artsies because...
Artsies.
Yeah. We are in 4-H, but... since it's Arts In, we call ourselves Artsies because every one of us has a different art that we have that we use to help build this to be better and better.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. So what's your part of it?
I'm a performer. I like to be center stage, and I want to do the best I can. And this is one way for me to get my dream of being a actor or a performer in the future. And I enjoy it so much. It makes me really happy to be on stage with all the other people. And yeah, it just brings joy to me. So.
And Tony, you said that you're part of the tech crew. So what does that involve?
Like we built the stage that they perform on, and then we run the sounds and lights, like all the mics and stuff. We make sure they work right. And yeah.
And so do the Artsies come from 4-H groups, 4-H, what do they call it? Not a group, a club?
Yeah, 4-H clubs.
4-H club. They come from 4-H clubs from all over Minnesota.
Little counties. Like, I'm from Pennington County.
I'm from Marshall. And then we've got over 50% of us are from Anoka County.
Over 50%?
Yeah.
So there's like a big arts base there in Anoka County?
Anoka is one of the biggest counties out of all the counties.
And okay.
It's huge compared to where we live. Uh-huh. There's like no one. It's like tiny little counties.
So is it limited to just you guys from Northwest Minnesota then? Or do people, like anybody that wants to participate can do it? Or is it like a merit type of thing? Or
Anyone can join. You just have to fill out the paperwork and pay the fee. And basically, you don't need to audition. You don't need to do any of that. You don't need any experience. I came in here with my first year of having no tech experience. And my first year, I was a technical, just like Tony. And I was able to do everything right because there's great people here that teach you how to do every little thing, how to get it done on time. You only get 8 days to finish everything, and 8 days are all hard work, and the hard work ends up to be really fun in the end because you meet these great people. Even if you already knew them, you get on a new level of friendship with them. So
we're talking with Tyler from Pennington County from Thief River Falls and Tony from New Folden. They're here for 4-H Arts In at the Minnesota State Fair. And what are the names of your local 4-H clubs?
My club is New Main from New Folden.
New Main?
Yep.
I used to be in Happy Acres, but now I'm in something new and I don't even remember what I'm in.
I was in the Greenbush Gophers when I was in 4-H. I did like photography projects and stuff like that. So this, you said it's a 22-day experience. How many days are you at the fair working on this performance called More Than a Wish?
All 12 days of the fair.
All 12 days, okay. So yeah. Do you do a performance every day?
Yeah, we do three to four. Yeah.
3 to 4 every day, okay. And you mentioned that you're working with professional directors and choreographers and songwriters and technical people. So is the script of this performance already written, Tony, before the fair starts, or do you do that too?
Yeah, it's written before the fair starts.
Okay, and who has written it? Is it a 4-H-er too?
It's usually Joy and Kirsten.
Okay.
They're the main people that set all this up. Kirsten has been in it for 17 years. Yeah, 17 years.
And what is More Than a Wish about?
It is about opening up doors and following your dreams and giving other people a chance to let them pursue like a dream that they've wanted and you helping them on their way.
It's a good message. So, Tony, in an average crowd, how many people are watching the show?
Usually we have we can range from anywhere to 200 to 350.
We can still always make the show better by doing something new and making it a lot more interesting. So
you're always pushing yourself to do one better than the last performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We always say better than the best last show.
Yeah.
So every show that we did beforehand, the next show is going to be better. That's our 4-H motto for it. So we never want to do worse than the last time. We don't want to go on a downhill slope. We always want to be gradually getting better.
Well, it sounds like a great program, and if folks want to go see the Arts Inn, they go to the 4-H building here, and the show is called More Than a Wish, and it has artsies, as they're called, from all across the state of Minnesota, including from Pennington and Marshall County. Thanks so much, guys, for being here today. Then your next show is at 3:30, right?
Yep.
And then another one at 5.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very good. Well, have fun at the fair, and thanks for stopping by to see us.
Yeah, yep. Thanks for having us.
All right. That is Tony from New Folden and Tyler from Thief River Falls, part of 4-H Arts Inn here at the Minnesota State Fair.